Number of very important questions from Sister Asia. She asked first about Salatul Witr. If she happens to pray Salatul Witr, then she wakes up during the night and she wants to pray after Witr. So is this prescribed in Islam? Is it okay?
Let me give you just a final word for all the believers who are very concerned about praying at night. And they are also concerned whether shall I pray Witr before I go to sleep or after I wake up and so on. And also they have the concern that sometimes I say, well, I will pray when I get up and I don't get up. Abu Huraira said that my best friend, the Prophet ﷺ, advised me not to sleep but after I offer Salatul Witr. The ulama concluded from this hadith that al-witr is a confirmed sunnah. And Imam Ahmad once had one of his students spend the night at his house. He woke up, he put the water next to him. And he woke up for Fajr and he found the water was still. And the man did not use any of the water to make wudu. So he said that a person who does not pray witr is imru'usaw, is an evil man. So Salatul Witr is a very important practice that the Prophet ﷺ used to observe even while traveling. While traveling, we know that a person is exempted from offering many of al-nawafil. But al-Witr and the two rak'ahs before Fajr, the Prophet ﷺ used to observe them regularly even while traveling. If a person is certain that I'll be able to wake up an hour before Fajr to make my tahajjud and my qiyam, the best way is to postpone offering Salatul Witr till you complete your prayer, because the Prophet ﷺ said that you should seal the night prayer with an odd rak'ah, which is Salatul Witr. But if you happen to pray, and since Ramadan is approaching, this question is going to be asked tons of times, that can I just pray with the Imam and do not pray Witr, so that I can get up and pray my tahajjud? We have to understand first that Salatul Taraweeh with the Imam is a part of the night prayer, is a part of At-Tahajjud. Somebody wants to pray extra afterward and sees the opportunity of this precious time of Ramadan, fine. What to do? Pray with the Imam the complete course to get the reward of offering Salatul Layl with the Imam. And whenever he comes to pray Witr, you add an extra rak'ah. So he makes taslim at an odd number of rak'ahs and you add an extra rak'ah to make them even. By now we have not prayed Witr yet. And then when you wake up and you pray as many rak'ahs, two by two, until Fajr approaches, then you can pray the Witr, an odd number of rak'ahs. This is the practice of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is to make his last prayer Witr, or an odd number. But it's not recommended nor advisable for any person to pray Witr, then whenever he or she would wake up, would pray their tahajjud, then would pray another Witr. Because there is a hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam nullified offering two Witrs in one single night, because actually it will not be a Witr, it will be an even number. So one Witr per each night.
So Sheikh, to summarize that, if someone prays Witr, then goes to sleep, then wakes up again during the night, and he still has time to pray extra tahajjud, they should do this?
They may do it with no problem whatsoever, hoping for the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they don't owe another Witr. They don't have to pray another Witr in the same night,
Masha'a,
since they already prayed the Witr before.
Jazakumullah khairan, Sheikh, for this clarification.